You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Well, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am so thrilled to introduce you to Jessica Zucker, who is an integrated marketing specialist who possesses over 20 years of experience in her field. She has specialized in developing marketing and lead generation campaigns, as well as social media strategies for both B2B and B2C markets. As the Director of Marketing at Cision Canada, she leads her team in the planning and implementation of digital communications and demand generation initiatives. Jessica, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you have an amazing role, and there are probably lots of people listening right now who actually use Cision or have considered using Cision or use Cision at one point in their marketing career, or while maybe interning or whatever stage of their journey they're in, or they get the Cision reports in the role that they're in as CMO. So tell me about, how did you get into the role that you're in now?
Well, I was very lucky. I applied and I was very lucky. I was lucky enough to be chosen for an interview. So it was an amazing process. The people that I interviewed with were amazing. So, so that's kind of, you know, how I started. But, you know, I think to sort of go back, I can just tell you a little bit about my background, sort of where it sort of all began, if that helps.
Please, yeah.
Yeah. So so thank you for the lovely introduction. That kind of saves me from going through all of that. But I guess sort of the beginning, you know, I started about 20 years ago. I've been working, you know, in the industry. You know, I grew up in Vancouver and then I moved to Toronto about 14 years ago. And then, you know, I guess in terms of my career trajectory, I've worked in a number of different industries and, you know, as you mentioned, you know, developing marketing campaigns and lead gen campaigns and social media. And then, yeah, like I said, I started in Cision back in January, 2022. It's been awesome, you know, and I'm, you know, really working, you know, on developing lead gen strategies and working really closely with sales teams, you know, to sort of build those demand gen initiatives. So that's sort of a little bit about my background at Cision.
That's amazing. So I don't know if we can go there because we're not going to talk about, are you a Canucks fan or a Leafs fan? But have you noticed the vibe difference? Even just, we have some great headquarters in Vancouver. We've got Lululemon, Herschel, Aritzia, a lot of them in the kind of clothing retail side of things. But the minute you go to Toronto, so many opportunities, so many headquarters. So tell me about maybe the difference it was even for your career journey to go from Vancouver to Toronto.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's probably one of the main reasons why I moved to Toronto. You know, having grown up in Vancouver and being in that culture, it was awesome. And it was a really great start for my career. However, I kind of felt, you know, and I feel like I'm saying something bad about Vancouver because I love Vancouver and it's so beautiful. But I really felt that in order to take the next step in my career, I needed to move to Toronto and do that. And I would say that in terms of the vibe, definitely, you know, much more, I would say it's like the New York of Canada, much more of a buzzing vibe, so to speak. And I did find that I had access to opportunities that I wouldn't have had necessarily in Vancouver. Having said that, you know, I did move 14 years ago. So I would imagine that a lot of things have changed. And even just coming back, I've seen that a lot of things have changed. So there may be a little bit of, you know, change since then as well in terms of industry and being able to sort of grow in your career. But that was my experience.
We've got now Hootsuite, MarTech company, and Unbounce based here, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And those are really great companies. And those, you know, didn't really exist when I was living here, or they may have just, you know, gotten started. So I would imagine that it's a much different landscape now compared to before.
Yeah. And so when we think of technology and tools that agencies need and brands need, a lot of folks are using a tool like Cision. But your lead generation, why don't we get into that? How are you seeing leads come in, especially being that it's B2B and you do not have the reputation like maybe the brand that we won't mention who does aggressive calls and, and calls and calls and emails and
Right. In terms of lead generation tools, oh gosh. You know, there's so many different things and different approaches. You know, I guess in terms of, you know, just your email marketing platform, you know, in the companies that I've worked at and at Cision, you know, they've become a lot more sophisticated compared to back in the day. I mean, they can pretty much track everything and sync up to your sales platform. So for example, Salesforce. So really the amount of detail that you can track and the types of campaigns that you can launch or automate has changed over the years, which is really amazing. It's almost like, you know, when you get platforms like Marketo or Eloqua, it's kind of like you're being given a Ferrari and someone's saying, okay, drive this. And there's a lot that you can do. And there's really no way that you could ever really kind of get through it all. But it's amazing to know what is actually available. And then in terms of other lead gen strategies, I would say, you know, things like, you know, search engine marketing, having a good SEO program, those are extremely important. You know, you really can't sort of get by without those these days. And then just other strategies like, you know, paid social. You know, if you have a business that really sort of gels with that type of approach, then, you know, LinkedIn, Instagram, that type of thing. And even just trying like content syndication. There's a lot of trade publications out there where you could be putting your, you know, your content in a newsletter or some sort of banner and having that put out there as well. But, you know, and then aside from that, I just think of, you know, having a, you know, an organic social media strategy. You know, if you have a team or if you have someone or if you have the bandwidth to create that original content or that video content, that's huge. So, you know, I think that that's a huge shift and something that, you know, the influencers are doing. But, you know, I think it's really amazing if organizations can have that in-house as well and really be leveraging that as well, because it's really kind of, it's organic. It's very authentic. And, you know, if the organization can have that, I think that's also a really great way to do lead gen. Or what I've seen too is hiring influencers and getting that market to, you know, their audiences to who already know and love them to maybe have an affinity towards the organization as well. So that's sort of another approach, not necessarily with Cision, but that's sort of an approach that I've seen that has been that what didn't exist before in traditional marketing.
And on that, you haven't used it for Cision, but have you seen any B2B influencers yet or a B2B influencer agency? Because I've yet to come across that, because that would be really cool.
I saw something, I think, in the UK where I think that they do, you know, because they'll, you know, especially like in the tech industry, they will have someone who specializes in tech and they will bring on companies to do interviews and things like that. And so they are aligning themselves with an influencer in that industry. So yes, it is, you know, it's happening for sure.
Yeah. Like in Canada, we got Amber Mac. I'll sometimes see her endorse products or services. And I'm like, oh, I like Amber Mac. I respect her. And she's promoting this tool. Or Guy Kawasaki. He is the spokesperson for Canva.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think people like that authenticity and people like that more sort of organic approach, you know, even if it is somewhat scripted. But I think that it's really cool seeing someone that if you follow them and then you see them aligning with an organization, you know, for me, because I geek out with marketing, when I see influencers who've sort of taken things to the next level, I think it's really cool. So, yeah.
And tell me, for those that don't know Cision yet, like there's that person that maybe has yet to discover it or find out, how would you sum up what Cision does or the problem it solves?
Well, they're extremely well known for their press release distribution. You know, they've really been sort of a key leader in that space for many, many years. So that is what they are sort of well known for, you know, in the Canadian space. They are a global company though. They also have a software solution for PR and comms professionals. They do media monitoring and analytics. So that is also another key role that they play in the industry.
And I'd say us as an agency, we use Cision. We're a Cision agency. And, you know, usually you find out which tool do you use. But yeah, the Rolodex you have is incredible. Probably the best Rolodex you can find as far as kind of media contacts.
Yeah, no, it's really sort of become a much more sophisticated platform. And, you know, I think that having that access to that at your fingertips, it kind of seems like a no-brainer if you're in that space and you're wanting to send press releases or getting your message out. It's just, you know, instead of trying to do all that work by yourself or, you know, relying on outdated information, the platform really sort of gives that individual the next level up and that advantage.
And you have an advantage in that you have a couple tools, like one being the wiring service. Because I think, I don't know if people know this, but back in the day, they would be like, send it out on the wire, and editors would get these wires on fax and get it. But there's less and less people following the wire and reading the wire. But if you're a publicly traded company, you are legally obliged to send a wire when there's any sort of change in your business.
Just going back to the whole IR space, which is definitely something that we're investing more time and energy in. And also, you know, ESG, you know, publicly traded companies are really focusing on getting that message out there as well. And so, you know, the wire or sending out a press release is really pivotal in getting that message out there. So, you know, that's definitely something that has sort of risen up over the years as well, and that we're really trying to focus on, and also creating content around that as well, so people understand the importance and the usage of that. So we're, you know, we have an industry expert in-house who creates blogs and ebooks and whatnot surrounding that. And that's the space that we're hoping to focus on. So that's something that Cision also specializes in.
And when you say IR, what does that stand for?
Investor Relations.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, amazing. So the role that you're playing now and what you're seeing, what are maybe some of the trends or kind of things that you're seeing shifting even in the B2B space?
I would say that, I think that, you know, I think that the key things that we're trying to be focusing on, you know, in terms of current trends is, you know, trying to focus on learning new ways to engage prospects and bring them into the funnel. And so, you know, I think some of the things that I was mentioning before could be integrated within the B2B space. So, you know, whether that's, you know, creating content or content syndication, it's not that I would say that it's new, but it's something that's, you know, something that's really important and, you know, can gather more leads, and just thinking about alternative ways to sort of get out there. Yeah, I think that's sort of one of the main areas. It's just sort of catching other people sort of in a new light. The other thing that I've seen is, you know, TikTok. I found that it's become more mainstream, and I think that it's also starting to become mainstream for B2B as well. So I think previously it was really seen as a platform for teenagers, but it's really become sort of a new space for businesses and sort of slightly older demographics than teenagers. So that I think is one thing. And then I just, you know, one other thing that I'm also seeing as well is sponsored content, which is a product that we have, but it's really kind of having those, I guess, sort of organic looking or native looking advertisements embedded into websites. And so that it looks like a sort of more organic experience versus being, you know, fed an ad. It's sort of more subtly woven into the actual, website or publication that you're reading. So that is also sort of a new trend that I'm definitely seeing in the B2B space.
And you mentioned it was Cision. You're famous for having the kind of every reporter, publisher, editor's contact information. You mentioned you have this as well, sponsored content or advertorial or, you know, partnership content. Do you have that in your listings as well now that people can find the advertorial listings?
Definitely. And, you know, it was something that sort of originated in the US, but now we also have a number of Canadian publications that we have on our roster as well. So just being able to be seen on those Canadian publications instead of just spreading that message on US publications, we have something called Sponsored Placement Canada, which was just launched in the early summer, in June. So over the summer, this was
fresh. This is a hot take.
It is. So, you know, again, it's just going back to the fact that you can see a native ad embedded onto the premium publisher websites and getting your message out there instead of just sort of more traditional ways. And one of the other things is that when you click onto the call to action link, it takes you to newswire.ca. So that is where our press releases are housed. So it will take you directly there. So it's sort of like an additional sort of add-on that you can add on to your press release distribution as well. So it's a really cool new thing that we have.
That's really exciting. And anything else that's kind of that Canadians should know that's unique about Cision for Canada, or maybe features that you're excited about right now?
I would say, well, this is sort of our newest one. We actually have a few new things coming in the pipeline. So I'm sort of under wraps.
Yeah.
I can't quite say yet.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like that. You can you know, it's like some stuff's coming down. When is there a date for the announcement yet, or we'll just have to keep attention?
Well, we're hoping to launch some new things in the fall. So that's really sort of all I can say right now. Cool. But I just finished up a meeting where we were chatting about some, you know, new exciting things coming down the pipeline. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Wish I could chat about it, but there's definitely some new things. You know, as I was saying before, I think that the really cool thing is really just, you know, the sponsored placement Canada, which is awesome. And, you know, just in general, just the, you know, the plethora of services and offerings that Cision has. It's just having been new to the organization, I've just been so impressed and have just found it fascinating to learn more and more about this industry.
That's awesome. Now, yeah. Is there a term in B2B when you've got someone who moves from one company to another and he goes to the other and brings your product with you? So he goes to another company, he's like, oh, you're using that tool? No, I'm a Cision person. And they kind of sign up, change. Because I know like people will go from one organization and they're a Hootsuite, big Hootsuite fan. They'll go to an organization, they're using Sprout Social, and they'll be like, no, we got to switch over to Hootsuite. That's what I know. It's what I love.
I know.
So is there a term you use for like, I don't know if it's advocates or they're just like converters or what is there I don't know the term.
I mean, I would say even more like an evangelist,
you know,
there you go. So to speak. Yeah. But I guess it sort of all depends. You know, sometimes I find that it's one of these things, you know, where I was talking about Marketo and Eloqua, where, you know, you train up and you learn how to drive that Ferrari and then go to a new company and you have to learn how to drive a Lamborghini and it's totally different.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you can bring over those platforms and sometimes you can't. And sometimes I find that, you know, when you get to that level of platforms, sometimes they have similarities or there's a logic behind it so that you can at least understand how and why it was put together. But you kind of have to start all over again. So unfortunately, yeah.
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 And the opposite can happen as well. You've just sold this great product to someone and then a year later, you know, someone comes in new and like, no, they go back to the old one. So sure it can help
too.
And hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I would say as a marketer, it's really great to have an understanding, great to understand as much as you can. And it's really great to get under the hood. You know, having been in this industry for some time and having sort of built up my career, you know, I've, you know, done everything from building campaigns and emails and whatnot to, you know, being sort of overseeing and directing. But you should not ever underestimate the way that these platforms work and knowing how to put together sort of the logic behind them. So, you know, whether you're sort of at the director level or not, it's really important to get in there and really see how it works so that you can understand it and also be able to advise your team at the best of your ability.
So I want to get your hot take, your opinion. Again, I'm not having you name favorites, or I just want to get your feel on, okay, it's been a couple of years, B2B events in Canada. There used to be a lot of marketing events. There used to be like marketing awards. There used to be, you know, PR events, and there used to be, even trade publications. What's your take right now for finding your B2B leads in Canada when it comes to the kind of offline stuff? Yeah, where are your people? Where are your like the decision makers now hanging out physically?
Well, I would say that, and are we speaking about events specifically?
Maybe the whole roster, like maybe when you're coming to B2B, when it comes to like the trade industry in Canada, we're a lot smaller than America. We don't have Ad Age magazine. But when it comes to like trade publications and events and awards, where do you go or what are you following right now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, first of all, this was really important for me. I'm a member of the American Marketing Association Toronto chapter. I started off as a volunteer and I recently joined the board a few months ago. And so for me, that has been a really, you know, just as an individual, that has been really important. And, you know, through that, you know, there's a lot of different sponsorship opportunities where you can have, you know, sponsors come in and, you know, participate in an event or be a chapter partner. So that is a really great way to get leads is by sponsoring an organization, you know, such as, you know, an AMA chapter or, you know, I guess, or CMA, the Canadian Marketing Association as well.
Yeah. Another great one.
Yes. So it's really sort of more based on the organization. So for example, the AMA, the Toronto chapter is sort of, you can go in as an individual marketer and be a member, but the CMA, you join through your organization. But that is also, you know, attending these events are really great in terms of, I think, generating leads and meeting new people. And the fact that we have in-person events starting up again is really awesome, because I think that people are craving FaceTime. They just haven't had it in so long. So, you know, I've been to a few events over the past few months, and people are just so excited to go back and just connect. So yeah. I think now more than ever is, you know, going to events, you know, like these industry events are, you know, people are just so excited. So now more than ever, I think it's a great time to get back in there. And then I guess in terms of trade publications, you know, like Canadian ones, we have Ad News, we have Strategy Magazine. And then there's another one, Public Relations Today. It's a US focused one, but they have really great content as well. So, you know, these are, I think between, you know, these publications and these organizations, these are sort of really great ways to kind of see what's out there and, you know, what's out there, what's happening.
That's awesome.
So there's so many more, but yeah.
Do you ever seen that the folks who left from Strategy, the Message, have you seen that one?
Yes. That's one as well. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been following Michael Morrison. He has Mike's Bloggity Blog. He's been doing Social at Home, and then he had Social Next and Social West, and been running his events right across Canada. It's been really, really fun to watch and follow and participate every once in a while.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just to your point, it's awesome seeing who the newcomers are. You know, they have such a fresh take. And I think that, you know, there's been so many traditional established sort of marketing resources and things, which are great, but it's really cool to see who else is out there, because they don't have as many rules that they need to follow. And it's just, it's just so great to see, you know, the next upcoming, you know, influencers, so to speak, out there that are really sharing some great ideas and content.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, it's been so fun. Or even people doing events that are different, right? Like they, like a different style and a different format and trying something different. And like, I still love CPRS events are amazing. There was a big national conference here. Actually, it was in Calgary, I think, recently, just hosted it. Or Winnipeg,
Winnipeg. Cision is a sponsor of that, the CPRS.
Wonderful.
So that's another, you know, just going back to Cision as well, we sponsor a number of organizations, CPRS being one of them. We have the upcoming Global PR Summit in Toronto in December. So these are also fantastic opportunities to network. So sorry, I just wanted to answer your question again, because these are so important. IABC, there's so many great organizations.
Oh, IABC is amazing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So wonderful organizations that are finally putting on in-person events again. So, you know, really great networking opportunities for B2B.
IABC actually a few years ago hosted the global meeting for IABC, the global conference in Vancouver. It was really cool. I got to attend and do a workshop, and it was
awesome.
Really cool. Sadly, I didn't get to go to Winnipeg, but I was doing a workshop there via Zoom. Actually, it was kind of a neat experience.
Oh, very cool. Well, I've heard, and I'm not 100% sure, so I shouldn't confirm for another organization, but I think they may be in Whistler next year. So looks like you'll be able to get right up there.
There we go. Yeah. And you would think more Americans would want to do events in Canada, because their dollar is so amazing up here.
Yes, I know. And Canada's amazing. And, you know, it's fun here. So although, maybe having the PR summit in Toronto in December may scare a few folks off. So we have yet to see what's going to pan out of that. So
Oh, that's awesome. Jessica, are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions, short, rapid fire answers, just a few seconds, and first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
What was your first ever job?
So my first real job out of school was at a car dealership in Vancouver, MCL Motor Cars. I was sort of worked my way up, but eventually I sort of became the director of managing all of their marketing and advertising. And I got to work with the ad agencies. And of course, working in the luxury car industry was very, very cool. So I learned a lot. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Night owl or early bird?
Both.
Nice. Yeah,
I don't
great.
Sleep a lot. I love both. Yeah.
Good. Cat or dog person?
Cat. Definitely.
What was the first thing you ever marketed?
Luxury vehicles.
Nice. And dark or milk chocolate?
Dark.
Nice. And your favorite word right now?
Content.
Nice. What was the last charity you supported either financially or with your time and why?
Well, the American Marketing Association.
Yeah.
And why? So, you know, one of the things is that I've dedicated my time, you know, and I've joined the board, which has been awesome. And I'm also a mentor. So I've been a mentor for the past couple of years. And so I mentor young individuals who are starting out in their career as well. So it's been extremely rewarding. I love being able to make a difference and helping them out. So yeah, that's sort of another component of what I do and part of the AMA, the Toronto chapter. So yeah, it's been great.
Have you made it to any of the BC events while you've been in Vancouver?
No, no. I would love to at some point, but not yet. No.
What is a movie that you just love? You can watch over and over and over again.
I feel like I have, you know, my movies from different periods of my life. So, you know, I know Breakfast Club kind of remains one of those.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll leave it at that. There's some really silly movies, but I'll say that, you know, that was sort of my back in the day. That was the go-to. And it's fun to go back and watch it now and see how the world has changed.
That's awesome. Favorite album or just song on repeat right now for you?
I listen to a lot of EDM music.
Yeah.
So, nice. But back in the day.
Yeah.
So all, you know, the EDM stuff is awesome. But back in the day, and this is what reminds me of Vancouver for some reason, was the Beastie Boys. So that was like the OG. So
That's
all the old
great.
Stuff. Love that. So that's like when I want to go back to back in the day, that's where I go. Yeah.
That's amazing. Intergalactic.
Yes.
Great. It's great. If you weren't doing this job in any kind of another multiverse, what would you be doing with your life?
I don't know. I think that, you know, I feel like there's like, you know, I thought, what would it be like if I was a lawyer? That would be really cool. And then I think, what would be cool? What would, you know, just to be like an influencer and do something really cool that way and be changing the world in that realm. And, you know, when I look at that, I think of that as a really awesome creative outlet. But I will say that I'm a total marketing geek. So it was a little bit hard to answer the question because I truly love being in the marketing space. And it's been an interesting journey over the past 20 plus years. So, yeah.
App on your phone you can't live without.
I'm going to say Shazam. I love building my playlist.
No, that's great. That's great. And if you're in a grocery store or somewhere and you want to know what song it is, there you go.
Yeah, I am that person. I'm holding up my phone and I'm Shazamming it so that I can make the next latest greatest, you know, playlist and or go on, you know, iTunes and search for all of the related music. So I geek out that way as well. Yeah.
What is your favorite children's book?
Hungry Caterpillar.
What's the best thing you ever bought for under $10?
Ice cream.
Fries, yeah.
Ice cream. Yeah. Chocolat Fabry ice cream. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah. Done and done. Yeah.
What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
I would say moving to Toronto. Just really quick story. I went to school here when I was younger. I moved back. I said I was never going to move back. You know, I was a BC person, loving the mountains, the ocean. And, you know, when I decided to make a shift in my career and I had a number of friends that had moved out there and I changed my mind and I decided to move out to Toronto and I've never looked back. It's been an awesome experience just from on all levels. So. Yeah.
Podcast. Any podcast that you'd recommend?
Let me see. Podcast. I'm not a huge podcast person right now. So I'm sort of more, you know, of a reader than a podcast person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, that's great.
I don't have any at the moment. I'm sorry.
Any kind of like newsletters or websites you go to for resources or inspiration?
Yeah, well, I do, you know, I think the ones that I was sort of mentioning before is just sort of like keeping in the know, you know, as I was saying before, you know, the PR Today or Public Relations Today, you know, really sort of, I would say that, you know, even with the AMA, like they have upcoming, you know, content as well, like they have a really awesome news feed. I think that the other thing, it's not a publication. This is one of the things that I wanted to mention as well, because this is also how I do my research, is that I follow, I scroll through social media, for example, in Instagram, where I'm watching videos and things like that. I don't necessarily always want to follow what's being written. I like to see, I learn by example, I see what others are doing. So if I see an influencer, or if I see, you know, an advertisement, it doesn't necessarily, and it doesn't necessarily have to be from a specific person or something that I continuously follow, especially because I did some influencer work on my own for more of a mommy page some time ago.
Yeah.
I would look to see what others, either my peers were doing in that space, so in the mom space, or, you know, what do other ads look like? How do they, what is their approach? What does their landing page look like? I don't always think that you need to read publications, although they're excellent and it's important, but really just kind of seeing by example and seeing what pops out at you, seeing what kind of messaging and what type of text. You know, it's funny because I do a fair amount of content writing, you know, in my role and in previous roles. And sometimes I'll see a really well-written ad or a really well-written post, and I admire that. And then you see the opposite and you almost want to cringe. So to me, my education, the way that I'm learning is just to see what are others doing. It's really sort of an awesome, to be able to look at social media objectively and look at it as a professional versus just on sort of a relaxation basis. That's also what I do. And I've really learned a lot.
When you look to hire kind of new employees or people that are, you know, up and coming in the marketing world, what skills should they be focusing on? What should they be developing?
I think it's important to have an understanding of the different, you know, marketing tools out there. I think there's a couple of different things. You know, it's great. You can learn on the job with some of the platforms. I think that if you have a background in SEO or SEM, that's a really great skill to have. Not necessarily being a specialist, but it's really great to have that understanding so that you can understand marketing campaigns. And then I think in terms, it's not a technology thing, but it's more like just having an understanding of strategy, understanding, you know, from start to finish, how does a campaign work? You know, I think that, you know, one of the things that I've encountered in, you know, previously is that people will, for example, send out an email campaign, but they won't, and just say, you know, it's one and done. They don't think about the bigger picture and think about an integrated marketing strategy. And, you know, what will that campaign look like from start to finish, as well as, you know, how will those leads get into the funnel? And then after that, what will that look like? And how will you, you know, figure out the attribution or the reporting on that so you can measure success? So to me, it's, you know, having some technical knowledge, but really having that strategic knowledge as well, or insight, so that you're not just looking at the short or the small picture of a campaign, but really looking at it from a much more integrated standpoint from start to finish, as well as how it's going to help your sales teams. So, you know, marketing sales cannot live in silos. One of the things that I've encountered and that I think is really important is for marketers or young marketers or whatnot to really understand how important it is to collaborate with your sales teams, so that, you know, your marketing strategies and your sales strategies are all aligned.
That is amazing. Where can people find you online? Where can they follow you?
Well, on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. That's probably the best way to find me.
Awesome.
So just Jessica Zukier.
Man, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Cision, I'm sure you can just find it online. It's easy to find.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And just quickly to your point, you know, we have cision.ca and then newswire.ca for press releases. So that's press release distribution. So those are sort of two key sites if you're interested in learning more about Cision and its services.
Amazing. Well, thank you everyone for joining us this episode of Marketing News Canada, and we'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.